All you that freely spend your coin, come learn by this advice of mine, that you no more so play the fool, nor tipple in the fuddling school. For when that you have spent your store, your host will turn you out of the door. Your host will turn you out of the door. This by experience I know, who too lately found it so. £500 was left to me, which I consumed immediately. And when my money was all gone, I like an ass was looked upon. I like an ass was looked upon. While I had gold and silver store, I thought the world did me adore. For then each false dissembling cur would cry, "Your humble servant, sir." But now my money is all spent. Too late, poor fool, I do lament. Too late, poor fool, I do lament. When I was in prosperity, each tapleck that I passed by would cringe and bow and swear to be my servant to eternity. But now, alas, my money's gone, and servants I have never a one, and servants I have never a one. But now if to their house I go, ere drink they draw, they'll surely know if that my pocket it will speak, which is enough my heart to break. If not, then he who was my friend out of the door soon will me send. Out of the door soon will me send. Oh, what a dreadful thing is this, that I of all my servants miss, and those who did me oft invite to drink with them now do me slight. But if again I money get, I surely then shall have more wit. I surely then shall have more wit. Yet is not spending all the crime, for idly then I spent my time. And rather than companions lack, I'd pick up every idle jack. And he that would me master call, should me command my purse and all, should me command my purse and all. The hostess she would flatter then, and say I was a pretty man. And this so tickled then mine ear, that I praise so oft did hear. "Come hang," said I, "gives t'other pot." And thus I feasted every sot, and thus I feasted every sot. At last I had no money left, and then was I of joys bereft. My host and hostess they did frown, and said I was a drunken clown. So then was I despised by all that me before did master call, that me before did master call. From street to street as I did pass, folks cried, "There goes a drunken ass, who not long since had money store, but now no creature is more poor. For pots and pipes made him so low, that like a beggar he doth go, that like a beggar he doth go. Then who would pity such a one who could not keep himself alone? If wife and children he had had, the case had then been far more sad. But he no pity doth deserve, if for a bit of bread be starve, if for a bit of bread be starve. This is the pity I do find, that when I had it was so kind. To him that said he was my friend, I'd give him wine and money lent. But now myself I have undone, my company all men do shun, my company all men do shun. Let this my case a warning be, that none may play the fool like me. A greater plague there cannot be than falling from prosperity into a state so deadly low. Your nearest friends will not you know, your nearest friends will not you know. Account your money as your friend, so shall you flourish to the end. But when you come of friends to borrow, it will be aggravate your sorrow to see how they will slight you then, and say you are the worst of men, and say you are the worst of men. Your pot companions will you slight, in whom they once did take delight, and will your money it doth last, with oaths they'll tie their friendship fast. But when that you have wasted all, then from you will your servants fall, then from you will your servants fall. Such servants you may have good store, who help to eat you out of door, and by their drinking in excess will help to make you money less. Then young men warning take by me, that of my money was too free, that of my money was too free. This doth my passions much provoke, to think when I am like to choke. Those that I heretofore did feast, they will not mind me in the least, nor make me drink who once were proud, to drink with me to be allowed, to drink with me to be allowed. My kindred and relations near, who once did vow that they loved me dear, will know me not but me despite, as loathsome to their scornful eyes. For without money there's no friend, and thus my song in woe doth end, and thus my song in woe doth end.